in Clemson. Joe's New York Pizza.
You liked him before.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
So he's back with more.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I learned so much when I visit with Dr. Ish Patel and learned so much about what Crute LED does and how they do it. And being a mainstream Duke Energy channel partner authorized to give these upfront rebates really helped. The thing I didn't realize is just how important it is for your light pole pictures, parking lot light fixtures right now, $99 after this upfront rebate. And you look all up and down of the issues that are out there. Of crime and of safety and parking lots that aren't lit well enough and insurance and things like this. If you're a business and you need to think about these LED lights for the parking lot, again, $99 at the rebates if you're a Duke Energy customer. To find out more, Dr. Patel and his fine staff would love to help you out. It's KruteLED.com, KRUTLED.com, 401-8506. Again, 401-8506, our great friends at CruteLED.com. To our guest lines now, it's 8:05 on a Tuesday. We bring in Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com. Good morning, Tony. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, Mickey. How about you?
We're fantastic. I'll start things off on a non-Gamecock note. Thoughts from what you saw last night in the national championship game?
Wow. Incredible game. Can't say I ever really imagined a scenario where I'd be watching two true freshman quarterbacks dueling it out in the second half of a national championship game like that. But sure was entertaining to watch, especially since I didn't really have a dog in the fight, so to speak, and wasn't really pulling for either team. But it was a really neat story and almost like a movie-type ending that you wouldn't believe. You'd have said it was unrealistic if it was in a movie, but it actually happened last night.
Did last night's game, did Georgia not winning? I mean, Gamecock fans, I wouldn't think would be pulling for Georgia, making it tougher. I'm not sure it changes a whole lot, but does it affect South Carolina anyway? Had Georgia maybe won or any prospects down the road or having to recruit against that? They're going to recruit great anyway. Did it affect South Carolina at all?
They are. Yeah, I mean, not really. I mean, I guess logically you look at it and say South Carolina recruits against Georgia a lot more than they do against Alabama. So, you know, maybe you want Alabama to win under that scenario. But like you said, you know, both of those teams recruit well every year. And Georgia's obviously putting together a tremendous class this year. And I wouldn't expect it to be much different going forward. You know, there's so much talent in that state. And if their staff is doing things the right way and working it the right way, they should put together a top five type class just about every year.
All right, let's move to Gamecock information. Since we last talked, we see that Brian McClendon has done what you thought would happen. He's assumed the offensive coordinator's role, as Will Muschamp announced on Friday. Give us an idea of your thoughts on that, what we could see differently, and overall with the thought process that Will Muschamp went through to name his new offensive coordinator.
Well, you know, I think in most cases, I think it's a safer pick to promote from within, just because you know so much more about the person. He knows who Brian McClendon is as a person, as a coach. He knows what he's getting in Brian McClendon, but I still do think there are risks involved in the sense that he hasn't been a play caller before, and you just, you know, there's still some unknowns there, and this is a very important hire for Muschamp. So, but I think he looked at it from a few different perspectives. I think number one, what we just talked about, the kind of person and coach McClendon is. Number two, no matter who your play call is, you still need talent. And Brian McClendon is the best recruiter South Carolina has on its offensive staff, and maybe its best recruiter on the entire staff. And you know, with him now becoming offensive coordinator, I think you're going to see him be involved a lot more with prospects. Particularly when it comes time to try to close the deals with some of these guys and in building relationships with them. And I think that'll pay dividends for him. I think Muschamp was also smart to surround him with someone who's been there before. And he hired Dan Werner, former Ole Miss offensive coordinator and quarterback coach, former Miami offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, a guy who's, put together an offense at a major level and been a play caller in the SEC. So he's been through it, and I think he'll be, a great sounding board for McClendon. And I think McClendon is smart enough to know he needs guys like that. Kurt Roper, when he was a coordinator, was sort of it was a one-man show in a lot of ways on offense, and he used the offensive assistants when he needed them. But for the most part, it was his show. I don't think it'll be that way as much under McClendon. I think it'll be more of a group effort, more of a staff working together and cohesively. And McClendon is smart enough, especially early on, to know that he's going to need help from Dan Werner, from Bobby Bentley, from Pat Washington, some guys, veteran coaches that have been through it. So, I don't think there was a choice Muschamp could have made that didn't involve risks, but I think he tried to minimize those by going with more of a known factor in terms of who McClendon is.
Knowing the personnel and knowing Brian McClendon and having a little bit of a sample size of what you saw in the Michigan game, moving forward now, and he's got the full-time job, what do you expect from the offense?
Well, I think they definitely want to go up-tempo at times. I think they want to play with more of a sense of urgency than they did under Kurt Roper. Try to use the advantages that come with playing up-tempo. If you can get the momentum going offensively and use that tempo to put pressure on a defense, to wear them down over the course of a game, to get some free plays that where the defense can't make personnel changes, I think he wants to take advantage of some of those things. I think he wants to be multiple in what they do offensively. And balanced. I know they want to emphasize the run and the pass, be able to do both. I think they have a lot of spread concepts in there, maybe some pro-style stuff mixed in as well. A little bit of what you've seen from Georgia and what he learned under Mark Richt. And then some of the things he's learned since then. So I think he has a pretty good idea of what he wants to do, but, a lot will depend on how the players are performing. I think Dan Werner will also be good for Jake Bentley, a guy who didn't have the kind of sophomore season most people thought he would have and clearly got away from his fundamentals at times this year. His footwork was off quite a bit at times. So I think Dan Werner's reputation in developing quarterbacks and coaching quarterbacks, I think he's going to be good for Bentley, and I think that'll certainly be good for McClendon as he implements a new offense. He's going to need good quarterback play, and I think Bentley will show improvement under Werner.
All right, the 10th assistant as well. I think, is it yesterday or today maybe, the first we see of that? Talk about that process. Who was really up for it, and what the new assistant will do position-wise, recruiting territory-wise, really what you expect from the newest Gamecock?
Yeah, I expect it to be Kyle Krantz, who's been a defensive analyst under Will Muschamp going back to Florida. He's with him his final year at Florida and then came with him when he was hired at South Carolina. And he's been at a few other SEC schools as a graduate assistant and an analyst. And the guy that's really worked his way up and done everything and more that Muschamp has asked from him. One source described him as Travaris Robinson's MVP in the booth. He's been in the booth the last couple of years during games and really does a good job of diagnosing what the opposing offense is doing and you just sort of being T-Rob's eyes in the sky, so to speak. And he's a really smart guy, hard worker, first in the building, last to leave. And I don't know exactly how they're going to structure it from a position standpoint. He's been assisting with the secondary, but with Robinson and Muschamp coaching the secondary right now, I don't know exactly how he'll choose to structure it. He could help a special team some as well. But I think he's the kind of guy that will help them both from a coaching standpoint and a recruiting standpoint and really will put in the hours and the time it takes to be successful as a recruiter and a coach. But I think that it'll be announced later today. But Muschamp did say in his press conference on Friday that he was still considering a couple of different options. But everything we've heard points towards Krantz being the choice.
All right, since we last talked, something that you mentioned is most likely to be the case, seemed like it has, in that there's a couple of guys it looks like that won't be a part of the class that were committed. I believe Jameson and maybe Character. Are those finalized now? Those guys are not coming for sure?
Character is finalized. I think Jameson is pretty close to finalized. but not 100% yet. We still have him on our commitment list, but I think it's only a matter of time before he's off. And then Lamarius Benson is another one that there's still a lot of moving parts to. He could or could not be part of the class, but the character is off the list.
This is a question, man, I get I try to keep up. I know you do too. Numbers wise, because it changes all the time for everybody, but especially here with these two or three potentially now, where are you in the numbers list? I know you get asked it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, they're still limited to 24 newcomers in this class, including Tyreek Johnson, who is on campus, and then Tyson Williams also counts against. So he's the 25th guy. So, so they'll sign 24 players in this class, and they're currently at 22 with character off the list. Jameson is probably off. That puts him at 21. So really, if Benson is the guy that will determine whether they can take three or four more, if Benson remains in the class, then it would be three more. They're hoping it will be Rick Sandage and Dylan Wanham as two of them. Sandage, a four-star defensive tackle out of Concord. Wanham is a four-star offensive tackle out of Tucker, Georgia. And then they would like the assuming they can take three more, they'd like that final spot to either be a corner or another defensive lineman. They've offered DJ Brown, a Virginia commitment. I think Clemson actually offered him recently as well, working to try to get him to visit. And then they've got Dennis Briggs, who's probably leaning in Miami right now out of the state of Florida. He's coming in for an official visit if he doesn't commit sooner. And then John Mincy, as a defensive tackle out of Georgia, who's committed to Arkansas, that they really like, and they're trying to get him in. And there could be a couple of other names that emerge over the course of the month. But most of their focus, with the exception of Wanham, is on the defensive side of the ball and trying to just finish up with those last few positions of need.
Tony Morrell's our guest, TheBigSpur.com. We're talking about South Carolina and now recruiting moving forward. With so few guys that you're still chasing because you signed so many in the fall, like everybody, or in the December period, like anybody else, I would guess, am I right by thinking that 2019 will be a big, big emphasis here in the month of January?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they want to they go back out on the road. I think about Thursday or Friday, but it's later this week, and I think they want to use this opportunity to, go see as many of their priority 2019 prospects as they can, try to get as many of them in for junior days as they can, start setting up spring practice visits, making sure guys understand how important it is to come to camp this summer. They definitely want to take advantage of this opportunity and this window of Muschamp being able to go out on the road. Because he head coaches can't go out in the spring, so he really wants to maximize his time between the dead period ending and signing day in February.
All right, speaking of junior days, do we know about how many? Will they have a couple of big mega ones? Will they spread them out a lot? I know different staffs have different strategies there. Any idea about the plans for those junior days?
Yeah, I think you'll see them have two. One around end of this month, early next month, and then one in early March once spring practice gets underway. And that's how they did it last year and had some success with it, and I would expect them to take that approach again this year.
I believe school starts back this week. I know the team gets back and reconvenes this week. Are you expecting all the other scholarship guys to come back? Is there a guy or two that might think about leaving and going to another program? Any ideas about any attrition?
Yeah, Muschamp said on Friday that no players had approached him yet with any plans to transfer. I would have to think there will be a handful of guys that will look at their options, whether it's now or could see some wait until after the spring if they need the hours to be eligible to transfer. There could be a couple of graduate transfer candidates as well. Skarnecki comes to mind as a possibility. If he finishes up, he could potentially transfer and look to try to get playing time somewhere before his career ends. But I do think there'll be, three, four, five guys that will probably transfer, but nothing official yet.
All right, finally, tell us about thebigspur.com. You got a lot going on. The month of January is one of the busiest months. Well, what can fans look forward to?
Yeah, a lot of good stuff from a recruiting standpoint. It'll be a really busy month with the coaches going back out on the road. And like we just talked about, a lot of 2019 coverage, a lot of coverage leading up to these final spots in the class at the end of February, or excuse me, beginning of February, that first Wednesday. Be a lot of good stuff to track there, and then spring practice is right around the corner, probably starting early March. So be a great time to join for anyone out there that's considering it. Just go to thebigspur.com.
As usual, always appreciate it. Let's talk some recruiting next week, some official visits, and then what we learn from the guys getting back out on the road. Hey, man, always appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, that's your friend Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. I want to tell you about the team over at Trail. And it always starts at the top, and what Neil Workman and what Will Huss have put together. And then it goes down to the last ring. And they say, there's a saying out there, Zach, that you're only as strong as your weakest link. Well, that's what they believe. They have hired some unbelievably talented people. You know this when you walk in the door. I'm going on Thursday over to Trail. And from the first person that greets you to the time you walk back out, it's just impressive people everywhere. The blueprint, the business plan, everything is in place, and that's great. But you're only as strong as your weakest link. And then knowing who I know, knowing Kevin, and knowing the people there, it's really their strength. Is the implementation, or who's doing the implementation rather than the plan too? Because these people are very, very talented. You're going to notice an eagerness. You're going to notice a difference. And you're going to have great relationships. Building relationships along with buildings both last a lifetime. I love that idea. Finally, you know, when you think about Trail's mission statement, they are heavily involved in the community. They feel driven to be a part of the community. Part of that is building beautiful buildings, and then part of that is just their purpose to serve. And you're going to love it. You're going to love their integrity, their commitment, their drive for excellence. There's no wonder why Trail signs are popping up everywhere. You see Trail vehicles everywhere. Buildings are going everywhere. To find out more about this wonderful success story and this awesome team that has been assembled, I want you to go to Trail, TREHEL.com. They don't build single family homes. They build everything else. 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. I'm looking forward to Thursday. Looking forward to getting back over there and getting energized myself about the great friends of ours at Trail. Open phone lines for the rest of the show, the final, 40 minutes of the show or 35 minutes of the show? Love to hear from you. Northland Communication phone lines, Healthcare text lines, and on Twitter as well. It's Mickey Plyler Show. More after this.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. There's something on the menu to satisfy every fan's appetite. Take your game day to new heights with any of our shareable items. Twin Peaks' full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers, served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. Our man caves are decked out with tons of HD TVs. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
If you know us here at Scores Jewelers, you know that we don't have sales very often, and when we do, they don't last long. So our store closing moving sale is a huge event for us. This is William Nichols, and I want to thank you for your response to our sale. It has been great. And now to make it even better for you, we are reducing prices yet again. We already have many items marked at 75% off and many more sale priced if it's 70% off this week, January 8th through the 15th. I have instructed our entire staff to take an additional 25% off all green dotted engagement rings, diamond pendants, and earrings, as well as colored stone jewelry. If it has a green dot on the sales tag, we will take an additional 25% off the already low sale price. This is your chance to save like never before at Scores on that beautiful piece that you've always wanted or on the piece you want to give that special girl. Save up to 75% off, plus take it up to an additional 25% off green dotted items. at Scores Jewelers. Huge store closing and moving sale in Anderson and on the web at scoresdiamondjewelers.com. I'm William Nichols, and I want to be your jeweler.
Scores Jewelers, between Old Navy and Pier 1 Imports in Anderson.
Meet Chris, a real person who took the Health Dare 90-Day Program.
Hi, my name's Chris, 39, husband, father, talk radio listener. I heard about it on the radio, listening in to some of the morning shows. It sounded like a plan that was doable. Incredibly skeptical. Tried countless weight loss programs before, and I decided, you know, after a while of going back and forth, to finally come in and have the consultation. It all came down to seeing a picture of me and my family. You know, I'd gotten to a very unhealthy weight. I was pretty much desperate at that point. Figured I'd give it a shot. It really wasn't as difficult as I thought it was going to be. The 90 days, I had lost 64 pounds and 54 inches. Well, the Health Dare, it's given me the opportunity to be a better dad. After taking the Health Dare, it's given me the energy to play around with my son and be the dad that I've wanted to be.
Don't wait. Book your free consultation with the Health Dare today by going to idaregreenville.com. That's idaregreenville.com.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
I'm not going to lie. I'm impressed.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Folks at Zero Res want to encourage you to take advantage of their best prices ever. The month of January, we're talking about a 3-room for $109 and a free hallway. When you mention my name, Mickey, you've never seen prices like this at Zero Res. This is the best they've ever done. Start the year off right. The holidays are over. Clean your carpets with the very folks at Zero Res. Services that dry fast or twice as fast. The idea that no harsh chemicals, soaps, or detergents means empowered water comes and cleans and stays cleaner longer. You're going to love everything about Zero Res. $109 right now, 3 rooms. Mention my name, get a free hallway as well for $109. What a great deal. Lowest prices of the year. 864-558-7300. 864-558-7300. ZeroResGreenville.com. Make your appointments. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. We have a ton of information to get to in the next, really next month, with juniors going, with ACC football schedule coming out, with junior days, with NFL draft stuff, with the staff going back on the road and all junior days. It's just an amazing time of year. So I'm excited about January, no doubt about that. And by the way, Tiger Woods on January 25th, Zach Orr. Toby's in Anderson, north of the communication phone lines. And I'm being told, by the way, Ben Milson just came and said, Anderson roads are a wreck right now with ice everywhere, so be careful. Toby, thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Mick?
Not much, buddy. You doing okay?
Man, I'm just out here making these deliveries, man. I was up by the police department in Anderson, and this tractor trailer I'm in was sliding all over the place, but I thought I was going to have to put chains on the tires.
Be careful, man. Be careful.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Hey, Mickey, that game last night, it was a pretty good ball game, I guess, but the reason I needed to call you, man, I need to make a quick public service announcement, if you don't mind.
All right.
I was delivering this morning, man, and I noticed the milk that I was delivering didn't look the same. And I opened one up and looked, and I seen on the side of the milk jug was a picture of People's Champ missing.
Mm.
So we all need to try to find him, because I hadn't heard nothing from him. And I just want everybody to be on the lookout in Sandy Springs, Pendleton, Anderson area, see if we can find the People's Champ. And if he wants the national championship, he can run down to Clemson and look and see what it looks like, brother.
Toby, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks an awful lot. Goodness gracious. I hadn't heard from the cat, but I'd imagine we would have. That's one good thing came out last night. I don't have to put up with that mess. To Charleston, where they've had their own ice over the last couple of days. Matthias checks in. Good morning, Matthias. How you doing this morning?
I'm great, Mickey. Great game last night. Just calling for everyone that's clamoring now that Hunter Johnson should have came into the game last week. I just want to kind of go back to that game for a minute. Last night, Hurts overthrew people like 20, 30 yards that were wide open. If we brought Hunter Johnson in last week, who was he going to throw to? Nobody was open.
Yeah.
So, I mean, revisionist history, yeah, maybe we should have gone with the second string guys, what everybody's saying now. But, I mean, we...
Did we lose him, Matthias? Sorry about that. Look, if Alex Leatherwood and Pierce Bacher and Jonah Williams and those guys would have been protecting for Hunter Johnson, yeah, put him in there, man. I'm all for that. I think a lot of it has to do with the protection issues. Let's get Georgia Greg and down in Greenwood. My condolences, Georgia Greg. Hope you're I'd ask how you're doing this morning, but I kind of know.
Well, yeah, of course I'm down. I got back to Greenwood about 3:30 last night, and I had to run some errands this morning. I'm going to try and lay down a little bit. But, yeah, it was tough. Truth is, I really feel like we were the better team in the first half. And when Tua came in and, you know, started getting the ball and those five-star receivers in, they were the better team, and we're just trying to hold on. A lot of things you could talk about or look at, and, you know, how we couldn't hold on to the lead, or maybe we should have. I mean, Chubb is going to go down as one of the best ever. I felt like he couldn't break outside and was trying to some, and maybe Michelle or Swift could have better. But when Tua broke that 3rd and 9 in the third quarter, that just kind of flipped the whole momentum, and we were just kind of holding on after then. I do wish, this is not whining, but I wish one of the 50-50 plays, whether it was the punt block, a face mask call here or there, I just wish something would have gone our way the second half. But that, I mean, that's just football. You just, if you played it, you know it. It's not, you're not going to sit here whining about that. You just kind of know when you never get the call that could go either way. You just feel like, oh, Lord, just, you've got to overcome it and do it. We just couldn't, but we tried, Mickey. We wanted it so bad.
Well, I on officiating, I think it's clear. I think Alabama got more than their fair share on the officiating, and I don't think it's loser mentality to say that. I didn't have a dog in the fight, and I'm telling you that Alabama got more than the fair shake there, where Georgia, I felt like, kind of got railroaded a few times in there. And if there's any, you know, condolences to you, well, first, it goes to show you how hard it is to win a national championship. Well, you got to give Alabama a lot of credit with Jonah Williams out, with Cotton already out of the game, with a second-team quarterback in there, with the freshman wide receivers and running backs, and down by 13 and missing field goals to win the thing. The resiliency of Alabama, and this is what we saw the last two times Clemson played them. If you're going to beat them, you got to knock them out. And Georgia didn't have the knockout punch in there. But the good news for you is, it won't be 37 years till you get back. We said this when Clemson lost to them out in Arizona. It's not going to take Georgia 37 more years to come back. And Kirby's building it right. He's got a lot of talent in the state of Georgia. And Georgia will win the East in the next few years and have a shot at Alabama in the SEC championship game. And who knows where this rivalry. I mentioned before, look, I think we're going to see Alabama and Georgia part 2, 3, and 4 as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying it. Our three teams look to me by and far with the recruiting and just the way everything's going the next 5 years. I mean, we're going to be a force with everything happening. But I will say, Alabama 5 out of 9 years,
yeah,
the road's going to go through Alabama.
No doubt.
And us two are hopefully right there behind them. But, man, it was a great season. But I just had to finish off my year with the call this morning. So, well, appreciate it, buddy.
Hang in there, man. We've been there. Hang in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It'll get better for you. Let's get down to Chad in Columbia. Chad, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Dwemyk, hey, it's just hilarious hearing Morello out and his thoughts of the game. And, you know, if Georgia were to win versus Alabama and the impact of Scar's program, because it just shows the difference in between Clemson and Carolina. And, Mickey, when you're recruiting the Sawyer kid, the number one interior guy on our board, number one interior guy on Georgia's board, and then, you know, Trevor Lawrence as well, number one QB on both boards, and you're Sawyer, and you're comparing the programs, you know, Clemson had a leg up. You know, we've won two national championships since Georgia won their last. We've won several conference championships in a row. We, you know, Paul Strelitz says it all the time. You know, how many boxes do they check? So when you're recruiting for these elite-level guys, it was huge for Clemson last night that Alabama got it done. Because if you're Clemson and, you know, and you have a kid saying, you know, leaning towards the quote-unquote SEC, you're like, well, you know, the last SEC East team to win a national championship, I mean, you were in kindergarten or first grade. I mean, the last, you know, second East team, it was 1998. I mean, your parents might not have even been born at that point. You know, when you look at the ACC Atlantic, I mean, in the last 5 years, two different teams have won national titles. So last night was big for Clemson, in my opinion, as far as checking the boxes when comparing to Georgia. But Georgia's still going to win more than Clemson wins in the state of Georgia. But as far as checking boxes, Mickey, that was big for us last night, in my opinion. So that's kind of number one. Number two, has there ever been a bigger disconnect between reality of a player's talent and the perception of the talent than Jake Bentley? I mean, Morello talks like, yeah, you know, Bentley, you know, kind of got away from something. He's the same guy he was his freshman year. I mean, he had one decent game against UMass, who, I mean, they literally couldn't even run with South Carolina on the edges, and he acts like they're good. I mean, he looked horrible against Clemson last year. He looked horrible against Florida last year. I mean, he's the same guy. I just cannot believe the disconnect. I want to get your thoughts on that. Lastly, Mickey, has there ever been a bigger, just absolute gut punch than the way Georgia lost last night? I mean, to make the huge sack on first down in OT and, you know, second and 26, clearly out of field goal range, up three, and to give up a walk-off 41-yard touchdown pass to lose, knowing you probably spent $1,500 to get in the game, probably spent $4,000 or $5,000 to get out to Pasadena. He's probably spent a grand or two to go to Notre Dame. I mean, just the biggest gut punch ever. And I just don't see how your boy Kirby Dunham gets it done again. I think it'll be multiple years before they're back. Because I just think that was just a death sentence. I mean, I know they recruited a high level, Mickey, but that was going to be hard to get over. So I want your thoughts on Bentley and the disconnect. I'll hang it for listen.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, that's got to be hard to be a Georgia fan today, knowing that you were that close. But you put Malcolm Parrish in the game, and you know what? The game's not over, you know?
Man, you're not a big fan of that guy.
We got beat all night long. Now, you know what? He didn't get beat the first half because Hurts couldn't get in the ball.
Nah, man.
Bentley, the problem with Bentley is the same thing, the problem with McElwain, the problem with fourth and orth, the problem with it. You're looking for a savior. And Bentley's a good, solid quarterback, but he's not a savior. If that makes sense. Tua, savior. Bentley, not a savior. Let's get back. Matthias joins us back. Matthias, I hope we got a little better sell this time.
Yeah, I think I'm in a better spot now.
Good.
My other point was, you know, we were outclassed last week, and I don't think, you know, changing a quarterback was going to save us last week like it did Bama last night. I mean, our position guys weren't getting open. We were just out. Muscled out man last weekend. I don't think Hunter Johnson would have fared much better. So,
yeah, I don't think so either. Again, with protection, you know, maybe. But I'm not sure Clemson could have protected that long.
Yeah.
Now, look, but maybe if you stretch the field more, then maybe you get some of the guys out of there. Maybe you can protect a little bit better because you're downfield more. But I don't know. I don't think it's a transitive property from Tua to Hunter Johnson and Sugar Bowl compared to national championship game last night. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Same thing. I don't, like you said, protection, and I didn't see it. But one last thing. If you're Alabama's kicker this morning, how are you feeling? Are you elated? Are you still sick in the stomach?
I think
you got to be Tua's best friend.
Yeah, I think that in the end, you buy Tua a big old steak and you got him off the hook. And in the end, you go, man, we won the national championship, and I was a place kicker of the national championship team. He was a big Alabama fan and a transfer from Ole Miss. And you know what? We did it. We won. And please don't remember how it went. You know, I'd say, you know what? I set the drama. I'm the best supporting actor role, maybe. Tua gets the Oscar for the best actor. I'm the best supporting actor because I gave him a chance to do it.
Yeah.
Good point. Well, hey, by the way, Clemson, we will. Clemson 17th in the coaches poll, 19th in the AP poll in basketball.
Yeah, I saw that. Steadily moving on up. Handle business Thursday and keep it going.
January 20th.
Yep. See you for 2 weeks.
See you, Matthias. Take care, bud. Appreciate the phone call. Best supporting actor. Pop up a little bit of us. Jimmy's in Spartanburg, Northern Communication phone line. Jimmy, thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing?
Yeah. So how do we stop Alabama now? Because, you know, that was their only weakness at quarterback. They had a quarterback that really wasn't a passer, or they've had quarterbacks that were game managers. Now they have, how would I describe it? A pass happy who could move, run, throw. How do you stop them now?
Well, here's the beauty of that question, Jimmy. That Clemson is not in Alabama's division. That Clemson is not in Alabama's conference. And that Alabama's not on Clemson's non-conference schedule. And yet we're in Clemson, South Carolina today because in the preseason, a way too early poll, Clemson's number two in ESPN poll behind Alabama, that we're thinking about having to stop a guy that, you know, there's a decent chance that you might not even play. So, you know what? 10 years ago, we weren't even concerned that. Now we're concerned about, man, how are we going to stop Tua? So, good to show you're pretty good shape of your program if that's the case.
Well, it's like United States and Russia now. You know, we're not technically in conflict, but we're in conflict.
And obviously, that makes Nick Saban Vladimir Putin. Okay.
Yes.
I like it, man. Good point. I appreciate the phone call, Jimmy. Good point. How about that, Zach? We're not in Alabama's division. We're not in Alabama's conference, and we're not on their non-conference schedule. Yet, this morning, we're worried about, man, how are we going to stop Tua? pretty good statement for the program. I'm up against a break. Let me tell you about Blue Ridge Security and BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. And then don't touch that dial because David Hood did a great job once again this morning of going back and quoting some Brandon Streeter stuff, and I think it's very pertinent, so don't miss this. Or go to TigerNet.com to find that. Our friends at Blue Ridge Security Solutions want you to know that the local people here who obviously care about the community, you saw what they did with our Tigers for Tata stuff, and they're obviously generosity for that. They're local people. I ate lunch with Darren Alphen, and I know the good folks there, and I know just how great they are at what they do. Their technology, the highest-end UL-certified, IC-certified, multi-level technical support, this American-made products, this all kinds of high-tech stuff they have, and then their people, you know, with local people, with local, leadership doing it, doing the right way. That's why we were with our great friends at Priority One Securities. Blue Ridge Security switched over, and they were merged with Priority One. I love Priority One in our studios now. I love Priority One in my homes now. And I love what these two companies have come together to do. If you're looking for that video alarm system, the Total Control app, the Ring doorbell service, go with Priority One Securities. PriorityOneSecurities.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Wrap things up. Don't miss Brandon Streeter's comments about the quarterback position at Clemson this spring in our final segment after this.
If you and Santa need a little help this holiday season, check out State Credit Union's Holiday Loan. You may borrow up to $2,500, and it's super fast and easy to apply online. Visit State Credit Union online at scscu.com for more information. That's scscu.com. Offer valid through January 31st, 2018. Approval subject to credit worthiness, rates, conditions, and programs subject to change without notice. State Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Vans cost less than Traveler's Rest. Save up to $6,000 on 2017 Transit vans at George Coleman Ford. They have a great selection, and they never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. If you or your company are looking for a workhorse van designed to get the job done, a 2017 Transit van from George Coleman Ford is what you need. George Coleman Ford, where vans cost less than Traveler's Rest, and they never charge any dealer fees.
Are you planning a new plant or manufacturing addition? How about a new commercial center? Or does your existing building roof leak more than it keeps out? Give us a call at Metal Building Supply, 295-0506, or come by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont and talk to George or Kevin about our solutions and the contractors we work with. We have the materials, systems, and contractors to make sure your business plans are successful. And remember, go Tigers, and stay tuned to The Roar for more information on your construction needs.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. You will need to change your card to a federally approved Real ID to use it for air travel and access to federal facilities. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a Real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV, driving privileges in good standing, and a regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
What business doesn't like to save a little money where they can? Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to do just that. Whether you need LED tube lights, $4 after rebate, LED high bay fixture, $79 after rebate, parking pole light, $99 after rebate, or 6-inch down lights, $4 after rebate, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you with a verification of your business Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. Call now at 864-401-8506 or email sales@CruteLED.com.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife Beth and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Final segment of the show. I misspoke. Nikki Hood on TigerNet, not David Hood, talking about quarterbacks play. And let me give you some quotes from Nikki's article that from last week of talking to Brandon Streeter about quarterbacks at Clemson. You ready for this over there, big fella? Nikki writes, in speaking to Brandon Streeter last week, quote, I think it's very important, and what we've done for every kid that we recruited, that they understand that they've got to earn it. Trevor understands that. He has to earn it. At the same time, the best guy's going to play. It doesn't matter if you're a true freshman or a redshirt senior or a walk-on. It doesn't matter. The best guy's going to play because we'd be not very smart coaches if we didn't play the best guys. They have to earn that. And if they earn that, then that's who's going to play. They all understand that, and it's so clear. The one thing I try to do in my room, and all our coaches do, is I want to be very clear with my communication. And I'll be very clear with where we stand as a quarterback. That what we need to do to get better, what we need to them to do very well, then I make sure it's communicated to their families as well so that we're all on the same page. We're going to play the best guy. Everybody has to earn it. Everybody's going to get the opportunity to earn it too. Talked about spring practice. He goes, and then when it comes to spring, I haven't thought about the specifics of reps and things like that, but they're all going to have an opportunity. So that means that one guy's not going to have a ton of reps. I think it's important that you allow some of the younger guys to get a little bit more reps because they haven't had the opportunity to show what they have, like Kelly and Zarek and even Hunter. They've all gotten the most reps this fall. I think other guys like Trevor and Tucker and Chase Bryce that haven't seen as many reps get an opportunity. I'm not saying that they're going to have a big-time lopside, but they're going to have an opportunity to show us what they have. Your thoughts? That's Nikki Hood, by the way, Tiger Net. Great story, great quotes from Brandon Streeter. Your thoughts on
that? If you're a guy of or a woman of the mindset that you want to see younger players play and you want to see recruits that you followed closely for a year or so come in and have a chance to win a job, then yes, that is an encouraging statement from Brandon Streeter, the quarterback's coach at Clemson. Those are my thoughts.
I'd say that I don't care if it is a walk-on or a fifth-year guy or a freshman. I just want to see the best team. If you got more points for starting a freshman, starting a senior, I'd say do that, but you don't. In-state, out-of-state, left-handed, right-handed, tall, short, black, white. I don't care anything about Hawaiian, Asian, Hispanic. Play the best guy. Whoever that might be, just play the best guy. And I think that's what they're going to do. Now, who they think it is, who we think it is, who you think it is, whatever, that's going to, but in that room of studying it, I think that's what they're going to do. And I trust Brandon Streeter, that's the case. Like he said, we wouldn't be very good coaches if we didn't do that.
I think those comments ring even truer this morning after watching last night. And we talked about it earlier. They watched last night as well. Then you're fools if you didn't think those thoughts crossed their mind at some point last night.
That's exactly right. And have to. But remember this, now this is a very good point. We talked about walk-on, and I don't know why I just thought of this. In the argument of the staff loyalty, were they loyal to five-star wide receivers when they decided to play Hunter Renfrow more?
That's a very good point.
Because he played and caught a ton of balls instead of Ray McLeod and Deion Cain. You could say, well, they played different positions. Deion Cain played the same position a little bit last year when Mike Williams was there. Were they loyal to older players? Because he caught a lot of balls as a freshman, caught a lot of balls as a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
And were they loyal to scholarship guys or five-star guys? And the answer is no, they played the best player. And they've done it. They'll do it at every position. That's what I think. Robert is in Greenville. Final couple minutes of the show. Robert, thanks for hanging on. Hope you're doing well.
All right. Hey, Mickey.
Doing fantastic.
Listen, I was just wondering what the final poll is going to come out. Do you think that they'll move Central Florida in there as number four and Clemson maybe number five?
The AP poll came out this morning. Let me give it to you here, by the way. Let me bear with me 1 second here, Robert. The Alabama's one, obviously. Georgia's number two. Oklahoma was three. Clemson was four. Ohio State five. And Central Florida was either six or seven on that list. So, no, here's the final AP rankings. Central Florida was sixth. Wisconsin seven, Penn State eight, TCU nine, Auburn ten. So, no, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Clemson four, Ohio State five.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to know.
All right. Appreciate the phone call. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Sorry I didn't get a whole lot of tweets today. Sorry I didn't get a whole lot of text today. Man, just had a very, very busy schedule with phone calls coming off of last night's win. I thought Chad made a good point about kicked in the gut. I've been kicked in the gut in life, as a fan, and personally, emotionally, we've all been kicked in the gut.
Physically in about 5 minutes.
Is there somebody else coming in
the
studio?
I'll kick you right in the gut in about 5 minutes. Swear to God, I will.
Really? Is there somebody else coming to the studio?
Yeah.
Oh, because I ain't really scared of your stuff. I can't imagine. It's happened. But in a national championship setting like that, to get kicked in the gut the way Georgia was last night, it's second and what was the sack? Was it second and
which one?
On the 41-yard, it was 16, right? So it's second and 26.
Mm-hmm.
Second 26.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta think, man, the kicker had already missed his last one. They're out of field goal range. You got two downs to get it back in field goal range. Man, if you're Georgia, you really, really, really feel good. Oh no, Parrish. Again, man, with Parrish on the field. It's kind of like the equalizer, the great equalizer. Like, the game's never over because Parrish is on the field.
Yeah, but you're supposed to have safety help over the top.
Yeah.
And the kid just blew it.
Yep.
He just blew
it. One of the greatest players in Georgia football history blew it. Couldn't imagine going through all that, man. Here's a quick one for you, too. Was that Jerry Pate on the sideline, the former PGA Tour player Jerry Pate that was hugging Nick Saban after the game?
No idea.
I think it's Jerry
Pate.
I've
literally never heard of that person.
He's Alabama. He went to Alabama.
Good for him.
I think it's Jerry Pate, like 1976 U.S. Open winner. That, like, he's the first person that grabs Nick Saban. Like, well, what is Jerry Pate doing? I think it's him. I don't know. Somebody had to clear that up for me. In case you missed our way too early top 25, South Carolina 25 in the Mark Slaboss ESPN list in this thing. Georgia next season, way too early top 25. Georgia at number 5. Clemson at number 2, Alabama at number 1. And they're way too early. Well, Alabama's going to lose a lot of really, really talented players. Fitzpatrick and Harrison most likely. Losing Bozeman and Deshaun Hand or Sean Evans and both cornerbacks and Averett and Wallace and Tony Brown. Losing guys, losing a big punter, losing all those guys. Ton of guys everywhere they're losing. But look at the freshmen that were in the game last night. I think last night, it was a little bit like college basketball last night. You know, college basketball and these one-and-done guys, it was a little bit like college basketball that it was the biggest freshman. I tweeted it during the game. This thing's going to come down to freshmen making plays. And in the end, a freshman, true freshman quarterback throwing to a true freshman wide receiver. Think recruiting's important? Just massive, massive play on a 41-yard touchdown. I think that you make a good point, too. Let's don't anoint Tua as the next Heisman Trophy winner yet. He played in a half. He played in one meaningful half all year long. Let's see what he does. But it looks like that it looks like that he's got a great, great future ahead of him. I am getting confirmation now. Jerry Pate. Like, of all the guys in the world you'd expect to see as a first person to great Nick Saban, what's Jerry Pate doing there? I don't know. Kind of crazy to see that. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands at Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friends Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I'll forgive the kicker for Alabama, the place kicker. He missed it. But again, in setting up the drama, he was supposed to miss it. I'll forgive Tua for taking the sack and setting up the drama. He was supposed to get sacked. How else could you have a second 26, 41-yard touchdown pass, walk-off win for the national championship? If you just make the field goal, it's like, oh, ho-hum, walk-off field goal, yeah. Last year, 1 second on the clock, yeah. You go in overtime. You got to get a second 26. You got to get a 41-yard touchdown pass, freshman to freshman. I mean, he only followed script. Whoever wrote it and edited it last night, well, that movie that we watched, he only followed what the script said to do, so he had to miss last night. Great stuff there. We finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
I like to look at certain historical events every once in a while on 2 Minute Drill, and this one's a little bittersweet. January 9th of last year, we are in the morning preparations and going through pregame for the Tigers' eventual national championship win. A year ago today, Clemson was crowned king of the college football world, and they'll see they didn't do it again next year. But as of now, Bama's reign national champs. Our reign is over. The crown has been passed, and we'll try to chase another one this upcoming season.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I like watching these these preseason polls coming out, like the idea of where Clemson's going to be through a lot of this and chasing Alabama. My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, my good friend EricNewton.com would love to hear from you. Get in touch with him here in Clemson, managing your rental properties, looking for rental properties, buying or selling homes, renovating your home, which